Welcome to the Heart of Dating podcast. Hey, it's Kate. I'm so glad you could join us this week as we try to untangle the ever so ambiguous world of dating as a Christian. Over here on Heart of Dating, we get real as we answer some tough questions and uncover transformative ways to approach Christian dating. Oh, and you better believe we have some laughs along the way, because last time I checked, the struggle is hashtag real. You know what I'm saying? Now, let's get to the heart of the matter. Hey, what's up, you guys? Welcome back to the Heart of Dating podcast. We are in the middle of a series here on the podcast talking all about the energetics of dating, masculine and feminine energies, and how that relates to dating. Now, you probably heard me say the word energy and you're like, Kate, what are you talking about? Is this a Christian podcast? Energy? Like, that sounds all new agey and spiritual, woo-woo-y. Now, I understand your concerns, okay? This is what happens, I think. I think the enemy takes things that were meant for good and twists them for evil. And the concept of masculine and feminine energy has now been used by so many new age spiritual types of people, and then it becomes something that isn't good. But actually, the concept of masculine and feminine nature, and in turn energy, is a biblical concept, because God created male and female in his image, and he created them uniquely and differently. And within that, I believe there is a design for man and woman in their natures that is inherent by God. So when we talk about masculine and feminine energies or nature, we're talking about the original design of male and female and how that is translated into modern dating relationships today. This is different than talking about gender roles. This is talking about masculine. What is masculine? Feminine. What is feminine? And what is that really beautiful synergy and balance between those two? Here's the thing. If you're a woman mainly operating in her masculine and you want to be pursued by a man, guess what? A man who is going to pursue you is also going to need to be in his masculine. And masculine does not attract masculine. Masculine attracts feminine. So one of the big reasons why you may not be asked out is because you're actually functioning in your masculine energy as a woman. All right, don't just take it from me. Let's bring on our special guest today for episode 2 of this series, where we're actually talking more in depth about masculine energy and how women have too much masculine energy and men in some ways don't really know how to harness their true masculine. So Rachel Sherrill is a certified dating and relationship coach and the host of the True Feminine podcast. She coaches thousands of women and specializes in the concept of masculine versus feminine energy. Rachel primarily teaches women how to speak to men in a way that draws them in and inspires commitment. She believes there's an art to speaking to men that can be magical and magnetic, and she loves teaching it. Rachel has an incredible program, you guys, called the True Feminine Academy. If you want to learn more about that, you can go to bit.ly/HODFem. That's bit.ly/HODFem. It's an incredible program. This one's specifically for the ladies, but it's amazing. Also, ladies, this fall, Rachel is hosting a retreat in San Diego. I actually may be going. It's going to be awesome. If you're interested in learning more about this in the flesh, check out that retreat on her website. All right, before we get into the episode, just a few announcements. Have you guys been looking for a new way to date uniquely? If you're a guy listening to this, I want to let you know we have a program called Drop the Hanky. And dudes, all you have to do is submit a video. Guess what? You submit a video to this program, and then hundreds of Christian women have access to your video and can reach out to you via social media and drop the hanky on you. All you have to do is submit a personality video, and we have two ways for you to do that. You can do that by setting up a video coaching call with our in-house video coach, Elena, or you can submit your video on your own. You can find out more about that by going to heartofdating.com/DTH-guys. heartofdating.com/DTH-guys. Also, dudes, we have an incredible men's community that meets every other week. My man JJ leads this group and they have guest speakers. It's absolutely phenomenal. If you want to join, make sure to go to our website, click the community tab, scroll to the bottom, and there you will see the information that you can fill in to be a part of our men's community. Okay, guys, that's it for now. I'm so excited for this episode. Get ready to take tons of notes and probably re-listen to this. Let's get into What is Masculine Energy with Rachel Sherrill. Rachel, hey girl, we're back today. I can't wait because what we talked about last time, we were on a roll, girl, and we just have so much more to say. I know you have so much more to say. I kind of love where we left last week's episode because it was on a slight like cliffhanger of like, wow, like we gave them a taste of a little bit. And now we're going to like keep going so you guys can understand even more. You're probably thinking, wait, that's me. Oh my gosh. Wait a second. Like your mind is being blown a little bit as mine was the first time I started learning about this. So I can't wait. Welcome back, my girl. I am so thankful to have you one more time in case they missed last week. Tell us just briefly who you are and what you get to do.
Thanks for having me. My name's Rachel, for those who are new, and I host the True Feminine podcast and on Instagram and all the things. And I really mainly focus on teaching on masculine and feminine energy. I work primarily with women, but might change that in the future. Just started that way. We'll see where God leads me. And that's literally the foundation and premise of my coaching and my programs and everything. Just really, really have a desire to help women return back to their true femininity and, you know, shift out of their masculine or really learn how to balance the flow of it. So.
It is so good. It's so powerful. You have an amazing program called the True Feminine Academy, which is so incredible. And you are probably starting it up again here very soon. And so if you guys are interested, I encourage you to go connect with Rachel on Instagram, listen to her podcasts, check out when the True Fem Academy comes open because it's so good. There's so much you guys, you can learn. This is like same how I feel with JJ and I with School of Dating. There is so much you can learn and gain knowledge from podcasts and things. And it's awesome. But the reality is it isn't tailored to you and it isn't specific to your situation or the nuances of your life. And so what these group programs do is they help to get in the weeds of your specific issues and help you specifically. And they're more hands-on. Like on these episodes, we can't do activities with people. We're like, okay, get out your notebook. We want to hear this, that, and the other. Let's work through this together. What's coming up from you? Let's talk about it. You just can't do that on a podcast. And so that's why I love like your program. And that's why JJ and I created School of Dating to help people in that more practical way. So that it's not just really cool knowledge that they hear, but it's like transformative work that actually deeply impacts their life. So, woo.
100%.
So today we're going to talk about the masculine. And last week we talked about the energetics of dating. If you guys missed it, go back and listen. It really sets up the whole scene for the fact that energetics is not weird and woo-woo, even though the enemy, I think, has twisted it to become something where we think as Christians, that's really weird. What are you talking about? Like literally energetics exist because it's science. Like you said this last week, Rachel, just like the same that we don't question gravity, oxygen, things like that. We don't see it, but it's there. Energy, we don't see it, but it is there. And you are picking up on energies from other people all of the time. God created men and women uniquely and beautifully uniquely. And within that, there is a masculine and a feminine, the energy and nature that he designed. And so today we're going to dive in a little more into the masculine, both for the guys listening, but also for the women, because what often happens is women, including myself, and this is where I really step in to say, this was me, this has been me, this is something I still struggle with. Like women, we show up in the masculine so much in our lives. So Rachel, I'm just going to pass the baton to you. Like, how would you describe masculine energy a little bit more, like a recap, and then how do we see that playing out in the male-female dynamic?
Yeah. So, the masculine energy is probably what most of us are most familiar with, both men and women. We really do live in a masculine energy society and world, and all of that's fine and okay. I am so against man bashing, so you will never, ever hear. I literally tell girls to stop. So I never believe in making a man wrong almost ever. And, you know, obviously extreme circumstances, yes, but I think a lot of times we, you know, we always want to kind of get mad at men and the masculine and mad that we live in a, anyway, that's a whole nother podcast for another time, but we do live in a masculine energy society. And that is beautiful. That is a really incredible piece of nature of the world that we live in. And I mean, hello, without men, we wouldn't be here. Just like without women, we wouldn't be here. That is literally what makes the world go around. So thank you, men. We love you. So, but I do want to just really, just break this down just a little bit more. I know we kind of did the two last week, but, the masculine is the action oriented energy, right? It is the energy that shows up with, I'm going to make something happen. So I want to just stop there before I carry on. The reason this is going to be so familiar, both to the men and the women, like I mentioned, we live in a masculine energy dominant, I would say, you know, just culture and society. And so what has happened is that us women have really, taken on the masculine energy. You know, a lot of that is in hopes to be a man's equal. And there's a lot of just confusion around all of that, you know, and, extremes that kind of really get us women lost and even the men lost, right? We're all a little lost in what's going on right now in the climate of our society. And, you know, the masculine, it is the giving energy and giving, because giving requires action. It requires you to take action in order to give. Giving is forward leaning, right? It is moving forward. So I like the description of leaning forward as the masculine, and the feminine, leans back. So, oftentimes, so the masculine leans forward, the masculine takes action. The masculine is a problem solver. So the masculine energy solves problems. The masculine energy comes with agendas. They come with, you know, the roadmaps and the, you know, they want to get from A to B. It's logical. It is often, I refer to it as the headspace. So, I also want to add this, that all of us, each one of us have both masculine and feminine energy inside of us, and in the world we live in. So like, we're going to have both of those. It's a matter of how are we showing up? Are we returning back to our essence, the essence that we were born into, or have we lost sight of that? Like, have the men lost sight and have they really just taken on that more, surrendered feminine angle? And have the women taken on the dominant man, masculine angle. Yep. And, yes, that's happening a lot that we see. And I think it's causing a lot of confusion. And I think it's even causing a lot of, fear and confusion with men. Here's the reality. You have to have polarization to create sexual tension, period. So, you literally have to have polarization. Polarization, I like to just describe it as like the North Pole and the South Pole. They're in opposite ends. That is what causes things to attract. Hello, eighth grade science class. This is when I remember it.
Yeah.
We all learned that I don't remember anything from my freaking science classes, but I remember this, that a negative and a negative that come together, they always bounce off and repel from each other. And a positive and a negative always come together. Interesting. Okay. So that's in our entire world around us. So this is why you can look like a little Barbie doll, and men, I always say this, and men who are listening will probably understand this. How many times have you gone out with a girl and you're like, man, that was a good time. She's beautiful. She's a total catch. Da, 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 da. But I don't know what it is. I just wasn't feeling it. I wasn't into it. There's something, I can't describe it. She's all good on paper and looks good, but I'm just not feeling it. I'm like, I know exactly why you're not feeling it. I'll bet you that yep. woman was showing up with her masculine energy, meeting the masculine and his masculine energy. And there's no in, there is no connection that can happen. It repels. And the masculine cannot put his finger on it. He does not know. I've heard this a million times from men.
Yes.
They're like, I don't know what it is. I just can't, there's something there that's not there. It's not, I don't know. And they almost start to feel bad that they didn't like this woman or something. And they're like, but I don't know what it is, but I just know it's not working. And I'm like, yeah, that's because an energetic exchange is happening. And most women in the modern world are literally have lost the art of their true femininity, and they show up all masculine. Sure, look like your model, look like a Barbie doll, put the makeup on, the eyelashes, whatever you want to do. It doesn't matter. If you show up in a dominant form with a masculine man, he can't, he literally is in, he is unable to connect with you. And to have, you know, any sort, there's no openness. So if a woman shows up in her masculine, she's showing up in her head space, not in her heart space. And I always say that the best way to the key to a man's heart is your, for the women, is your ability to unlock your heart first. Again, mm-hmm. it's not you sharing all your traumas and making him your therapist. Heck no. It's about you just showing up and being powerfully vulnerable is how I like to say it. So saying things like it's incredible how many times women are hiding so many parts of themselves. Like this one girl I'm coaching, and she's like, oh my God, I just don't even want to tell them about my family. I'm so embarrassed because they're not Christian and it's all dysfunctional. And I'm like, you should be telling them that, and you should not be afraid of that and acting like that's like, that is not going to make a man not like you whatsoever. But in her head, she's in her head space, right? Yep. So she's up here feeling like, oh, and I'm like, yeah, men can't connect with you because they feel on an energetic level, on a subconscious level, that there is some invisible wall and there's no way in. So I'm not going in. I'm just going to say, oh, that's not working. There's something that's not working out. So I do want to give an example, let me carry on. So, the masculine energy is going to be the one who really takes the initiative. Okay. So yes, now I'm going back into old school ways, but, I'm sorry, nature doesn't lie. Like you can try to defy nature all you want. It's not going to work for you. Like it just won't. I mean, when we defy the laws of nature, which are God's laws, which I feel like our entire world is trying to defy every single law of nature, which is hilarious to me. Cause I'm like, that is actually just not really going to work out for you, no matter how much approval you kind of get from the people around you. It's science, and science is science. Okay. There's certain things that are immutable laws of the universe, and it's just not going to work. And it's the way that God designed it. So anyway, you can try to defy these things and it's not going to work. Now, initiating. The man initiates. The man is the initiator. Why are men not initiating anymore? So it seems. Well, because they're afraid of rejection too. They are also fearing rejection, and they want to know, are you a safe space to approach? How is a man going to know if you're a safe space to approach, ladies? It certainly isn't by the walls that you have up. And it's going to be by your openness, your mm-hmm. ability to energetically stay open. I always use like this, like a bubble. If you had like some bubble, energy bubble around you, is there a pathway to it? Is there a door that's open? Do you have openness? And are you able to receive? I often say this, that the most attractive thing that you can do for a man is demonstrate your ability to receive from him. Demonstrate your ability to receive from him. But if you're like, no, you know, and, or just like all these things, like you're blocking up, he is like, cool, I'm just not interested. I mean, I tell people a lot of times, have you ever looked at a couple and thought to yourself, I think this probably happens to everybody, but you think, how did that girl get that guy? Okay. Like a lot of times we'll hear that. How did that girl get that? She seems plain Jane. She seems like there's nothing, you know, and what about all these other girls that look like little models and they all liked him, but he picked her. And I'm often like, yeah, he probably picked her because she wasn't there trying to show off, prove, convince, demand, be abrasive, initiate, take the reins, make things happen. all those things. She was an open pathway. She was probably in her most feminine energy out of all of you. And this is why your ability to attract good men into your life has actually less to do with your outward appearance and a whole lot more to do with your energetic state of being and how you show up and present your whole entire being to the world around you and to men. Obviously, we can't teach this in a podcast, so you can join my course, or if I'm sure Kate can help you, we will help you, okay? But yes. You know, it goes beyond a podcast here. But anyways, men, if you're listening, I just want to say, I appreciate you. I love you. I believe in you. Like, amen. I believe in men. I believe in their ability to rise up. I really do. And I am sorry that we have an entire culture and country, quite frankly, that demeans you, that makes you wrong about everything, that makes you feel like it's not safe to approach anybody ever, and that you're going to get called something, that things are going to happen. I rebuke that actually in Jesus' name. And I pray that you guys will rise up, that you will be brave, that you will be courageous, because that's truly who you were designed to be. You are the protector side. It wasn't a mistake that God designed you. Your bodies actually are full of testosterone. And if anyone wants to go down the rabbit hole of estrogen and testosterone, also extremely fascinating. Men have way more testosterone than women. Women have estrogen. This is the balance, you guys. These are the differences. Once again, you must have the ebb and flow. And we are two pieces to a beautiful puzzle. And you can defy that all you want. It's just not going to work for you, okay? Testosterone in a man makes a man stronger, literally physically. So God designed you to be the stronger part of humanity physically, okay? It does not mean that a woman can't be strong. Of course not. Yes, she can be strong. This is not about tit for tat. This is just about, let's acknowledge each part of nature for what it really is, embrace it, love it, honor it, and stop competing with it, ladies. Stop it. Like, the competition is just not cute, quite frankly, and it's not turning men on, it's turning them off. So, men, you were designed to be courageous. You are the part of nature that has the courage to pursue, that has the courage to communicate, that has the courage to go after. In fact, that's your whole makeup to do that. And if you have just been feeling discouraged about all of that, like, I don't care. And ladies, if you are not interested in a man, please tell him this: thank you so much for asking me out. I actually really admire you for being courageous, and I find that attractive. Now, you're not saying I find you attractive. You're saying I find the fact that you're courageous attractive and admirable. And I'm not really feeling it right now, but I want you to know, I want you to continue to be your courageous self. Oh, don't stop. Good. Do not stop being that person. The right person will come along for you. Okay. Because they need to hear that. And we must receive from them. And when you receive, ladies, show up as your most authentic self, okay? Don't hide parts. When you hide parts, you're now going into masculine mode, which is analyzing.
Okay, I gotta be real. In this season of wedding planning, I have actually been struggling with stress and anxiety a lot. There is a never-ending to-do list, and it's just so many different points throughout my day, I feel overwhelmed. So I want to ask you, do you struggle with any stress and anxiety throughout your day? Do you find yourself constantly going on your phone? Well, I want to encourage you today to stop checking social media, stop grabbing for your phone, and instead use Abide. Okay. Abide is the number one Christian meditation app. Abide users report less stress, lower levels of anxiety and depression, and even better sleep. For a limited time, our listeners here at Heart of Dating will get 25% off a premium subscription when you visit abide.co/heart. Abide meditations start at 2 minutes long. They're easy to fit in your schedule and between things, and they feature topics like overcoming anxiety, managing stress, addiction and recovery, finding forgiveness, and so many others. You can get started now with 25% off a premium subscription by downloading the Abide app at abide.co/heart. You'll get additional stories and meditations, premium music, soothing sounds, and more. And also, you can support this show, Heart of Dating, by getting 25% off and going to abide.co/heart. That's abide.co/heart to download the Abide app and get 25% off your premium subscription. Okay, guys, like I mentioned, it's wedding season. I have so many things going on right now. And one of the things I'm focused on is staying healthy, especially before the wedding. I don't want to get sick. I don't want to run my body down. So here's one of the things I have been taking every single day. I started taking Athletic Greens because I wanted to avoid eating all that crappy food that sometimes I eat when I'm stressed and anxious, and instead drink a really good drink that actually gives me amazing nutrients. And since taking Athletic Greens, my immune system truly has been so good, and I've been getting so many more nutrients than I would normally get in a season of stress and anxiety because I would just forget to eat healthy things. Let's be real. So what is this stuff? With one delicious scoop of Athletic Greens, you are absorbing 75 high-quality vitamins, minerals, whole food source superfoods, probiotics, and adaptogens to help you start your day right. This special blend of ingredients supports your gut health, your nervous system, your immune system, your energy, recovery, focus, aging, all of the things. You guys, every morning I take it, I just put it in my water. Sometimes I put it in my green smoothie, but I pretty much take it every single day and I love it. I actually look forward to it because it tastes really good. It has almost like a fruity flavor or a pineapple flavor. I really love it. It doesn't taste like normal green stuff would taste, especially if you look at green water, you're like, that probably tastes horrible. No, I'm truly honest that this stuff tastes so good. It's very lifestyle friendly. Whether you eat keto, paleo, vegan, dairy-free, or gluten-free, it contains less than 1 gram of sugar, no GMOs, no nasty chemicals or artificial anything while still tasting good. How about that? So right now, it's time to reclaim your health and your immune system with convenient daily nutrition. It's just one scoop in a cup of water every day, you guys. That's it. We all need more water anyway, so just add one more water cup and one scoop of Athletic Greens. No need for a million different pills and supplements to look out for your health. To make it easy, Athletic Greens is going to give you a free 1 year supply of immune-supporting vitamin D and 5 free travel packs with your first purchase. All you have to do is visit athleticgreens.com/HOD. Again, that's athleticgreens.com/HOD to take ownership over your health and pick up the ultimate daily nutritional insurance. Okay, I have one more thing for you guys today that has been really helping me save time. It's when I introduced Green Chef into my life. Green Chef is a CCOF certified meal kit company. Green Chef makes eating well easy with plans to fit every lifestyle. Whether you're keto, paleo, vegan, vegetarian, gluten-free, or just looking for more balanced meals, Green Chef offers a range of recipes to suit your preferences. I can't tell you guys how much I love Green Chef. JJ and I have been making these recipes and it is so easy. All of their recipes are really easy to make. They're very time-saving and they are packed with fresh produce and vibrant flavors. Green Chef also saves you time because no more trips to the grocery store and trying to plan out all these different meals and then prepping and cutting it. They actually give you exactly what you need inside each one of your meals. And all of the ingredients are pre-measured and prepped and they come straight to your door, leaving you more time to actually enjoy your meal. It is so easy, and I love that they fit so many different dietary restrictions. Last night, we actually just made the zucchini and sausage pepperonata, and it was so good, so yummy, so flavorful. I could have never come up with that recipe on my own, and it was so easy to make. Okay, guys, so are you interested in saving some time and having some delicious meals? Well, I am so excited because you today are going to get $130 off your next Green Chef order by going to greenchef.com/HOD130. That's code HOD130 to get $130 off plus free shipping. You guys, what a deal. JJ and I are like, yes, we're going to be using this the entire engagement season because we have been so stressed and no time. So if you find yourself also in a busy season and you just want to eat better, go to greenchef.com/HOD130 and use the code HOD130 to get $130 off your order plus free shipping. I'm telling you what, Green Chef is the number one meal kit for eating well, and I could not agree more.
I have a girl in my program. She's killing it. Okay. Absolutely. Got a boyfriend by the end of it. I mean, the whole thing. Okay. And she used every single one of my tools. And I'm telling you, she literally, she said that, Rachel, I was in the car with a man. She said, and I was on the date and, you know, I knew this guy was lost. I knew exactly where to go. I was ready to tell him all the directions, all the things. But I remember what you said. And I said, don't solve the problem. Let him solve the problem. Lean it back. Trust. By the way, a huge part of feminine energy is trusting. Okay. Trusting that he will figure it out. He is capable. He is a grown man. He is not a little boy. Stop treating him like that. Do you know that people will rise up to the level at which you expect them to be? But if you just show up, wow, they're all like this. They're all like that. They're all pigs. They're all these things. They're all these. Okay. You're going to keep attracting men who are at that level because you have no belief that there's something more and something better. And that men have the ability to rise and they really do. It's in their nature. Anyway, she said she stopped herself from grabbing the, you know, solving the problem for the man. And she allowed him to do it. And she said, no, she goes, and he's like, oh, well, you can, if you want, or I don't know what he said, but she said, no, I trust that you'll get us there, which is exactly what I would have told her to do. And he did. And anyway, he was so impressed by that. Like she said, I saw his eyes light up, you know, and telling a man that you trust in his ability to complete things, you trust in his ability to figure something out. It takes the chokehold off of them. I'm not here to mom you. I'm not here to do these things. I just trust that you're going to figure that out. It actually deeply inspires a man to rise when you say, oh, I trust you'll come through. I trust that you'll figure that out. Like, hey, and he did. And so this is, we've got to learn the ebb and the flow and, you know, the masculine, it's such a beautiful part of nature. And I want us to honor that side of things and, learn that, you know, I, if you're a man listening, rise into that, rise, you know, own those parts of you. My only thing is, you know, check and see, are you a wounded masculine? Are you operating from your wounded masculinity? And I didn't mean to touch on this, but here it comes. The wounded masculine is what will show up as feminine. It is the part that will show up in narcissism and the ego and in their feminine energy. So a man will fall more into that feminine side if he is a wounded masculine. So men listening, I really encourage you to dig into yourself and say, man, do I have ego coming up? Am I feeling like, oh, I do this, you know, I'm that, and, you know, or do you just need to do a little self-scan, you know, go get a therapist, check on some things. If you're struggling to have success, go sit with someone and say, what areas of me need to be healed? What areas do I need to heal so that I can show up as the best dang date on those online dating apps that there could ever be? And you'll do that by actually healing and becoming a healthy masculine, because that's a whole another podcast for another time. But yeah. And so I just want to say, you know, be careful of that, because you'll fall into that passive category if you're operating from a lot of inner wounds and you're coming from the wounded masculine. And so, but you are called to heal from that, but only you can take yourself on a healing journey. Nobody can force that, make that happen. But if you feel like you're coming up against a wall, no matter how many times you say, I already know that. I've already done so much work. I've already done this. So that, I mean, I tell people immediately in my programs, you need to get rid of the phrase, I already know that. Mm-hmm. And you need to get rid of the phrase, I've done so much healing, so I don't know what else to do. No, you don't even know the amount of layers that we have inside of us, all of us. And so if you are not seeing the results that you desire in your life, chances are there are parts of yourself that have not fully healed and you need to go dig deeper, find an even better therapist, maybe who can take you on a whole nother journey that you were not, you know, ready for yet, or that you were not expecting.
It's so good. We are so dynamic in our beings. And I just want to give an example, you guys, from me. Like, I am an Enneagram 3. I have found myself being a performer a lot of different moments in my life. That proving energy you're talking about, I can completely relate. I always give this reference of, like, I found myself being the girl, like, waving my hands in front of their face, like, see how amazing I am. Love me, choose me, be with me. Like, see how awesome, da, 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 da. And like that person, they can feel that energy. But needless to say, I've been like, you know, on top of my, in high school and college, on top of school, outside of that, my career, on top of career, I am like the boss woman, quote unquote, like the masculine energy all day long in my work environment. And then coming into relationship over the last few years, it has been so challenging because I have desired like a man who would pursue the forward, the doing energy. And yet I often found myself with guys that would be more passive, where they wouldn't plan as much. And as I learned about masculine and feminine, I'm like, oh, I'm attracting the opposite of me. I am attracting because I'm showing up so masculine but I actually desire to be in my feminine, but I didn't know how to explain that. I wanted to be in my feminine. I wanted to be pursued. I wanted guys to be forward moving, for action oriented. And yet I was putting out all of that energy that I was only attracting guys that were more passive guys. And then it was a self-fulfilling prophecy, because then I'd be like, why are they so passive? Then I'd be more controlling. Then I would be more doing. Then I'd be more problem solving on my end. Let me help you with that. I can solve that for you. And then they're feeling more defeated. They're feeling more like, I can't do anything right. This girl's trying to solve all my problems. It's not working. The dynamic. And then I'm frustrated. They're frustrated. The relationship implodes. And this was my pattern so many times until I started recognizing, oh my gosh, like, I am like, sure, it's awesome in my career that I've been able to do, because it's the doing energy, do so much. But in what I actually crave is to not be doing so much in my relationship. What I actually crave is to take a breath and to slow down and to have a safe space. And like, the only way I'm going to be able to get that is to also take ownership for my part in the equation and shift intentionally how I'm showing up in my dating life. And last year, when I did my 3-month challenge, beginning of 2021, I was dating more than one guy. And I just decided, like, it was so great for me because I truly just released the process and I wasn't control. I didn't have any sort of controlling energy in the process. I didn't put expectations on the guys. I was open. I was receiving. I was having a fun experience, and more of these guys were drawn to me. I was like, oh my gosh. And I had a better experience. They pursued me. It was amazing. And it just was like, oh, this really is when you show up this way And when you truly are leaning back and you are, and you express how you feel and that whole, everything you're saying, Rachel, like I felt so good tonight. Like you made me feel so seen. I would practice that and they would be like, oh wow. Like the guys, you said this too. And JJ says this as well. Guys are a little bit like dogs, like puppies. Like it's like they want you to throw them a bone. They want, like, my dog is the most treatable dog. If I show her a treat, and she knows she's going to get it, she will do anything for that treat. She will literally do anything. I can convince her to do anything I want. And guys a little bit are in that way, in a way, not to be demeaning to guys at all, but that, like, they want to be affirmed and they want to have a win with you. You know, they want to have a win. They want to know. They don't know if you enjoyed the date or not.
100%. 100%.
I was like, yeah, they're no idea. And so that when I was shifting, when I found myself shifting out of masculine and into more feminine on these dates, and I didn't have approving energy, that was huge for me. I'm like, I'm not here to convince these guys to be with me. And I am completely open and released to the fact that it's going to work out or not. Like that also had to be in my energetic space, because otherwise it's that needing to have whatever you call it energy. But like I need it, like if it suffocates them, they can feel that energy. This has to work out, you know?
Oh, 100. And I want to just emphasize, when this is side note. Okay. When you are, you know, expressing how the date was for you, it's more potent for you to say, hey, thanks for taking me out tonight. You made me feel so good. Not, I felt really good, or, that was really fun. Okay. That's like, okay. But a man's like, wow, I have the ability to make her feel good. By the way, this is not about being manipulative. This is being genuine. So, but the reality is if a girl went on a date and she liked it, truth is, she felt really good and you had an ability to make her feel good. So we just don't say that. That's vulnerability. That's the feminine vulnerability that I'm looking for. But 100%, I mean, the proving and the convincing, man, if you can master that, and the magic happens, and men can't put their own finger on it, but they're drawn in. Because this is just how nature works. So, you know, we've got to lose. Now, a man to man proving and convincing. Yeah, there's some, you know, there is something to be said about, yeah, you're there trying to take action. You're trying to, like, you know, win. You're trying to. So yeah, that's why it's like, yeah, should I take a girl on a nice date? Should I do this? Yeah, sure. Do the things, because yes, you should be trying to win this person over, and the woman is just receiving. Right. Mm-hmm. And that just makes the beautiful song and dance. It is a dance. The masculine and feminine is a waltz. It is a literal waltz. And in a waltz, one person has to do one thing and the other has to do the other. And when the two are in the zones that they're supposed, their own lanes within the waltz is beautiful and it feels good to both partners, and it's fun and it's free and it's just wonderful. Okay. So, but when we're all out of whack and the feet are all in the wrong positions and things like that, it's not flowing, right? There's not a free flow there. So, I mean, there's like a bazillion things we could talk about, but I know we're going to probably wrap up and do another episode for next week or something.
Yes. So, ladies, to encourage you, you are not alone. This has been indoctrinated a lot of, like, by culture. A lot of us are living in our masculine, guys and girls. Okay. We're all, a lot of us, there's more masculine energy out there in the world right now than feminine energy. That's for sure. And I understand that to get ahead in work, to, like, be a part of workplaces, sometimes you do. Yeah. You tap into the masculine energy, and it can be hard to balance that outside of work. And yet what I think we're offering to you today is, like, if things have not been working, if you keep finding yourself being like, what's going on? Why did I think it went awesome and then suddenly it didn't work out? If you find yourself complaining a lot of the times about guys, there is a shift that can, and you are able, with, if you embrace the own power within you, you are able to get back to that and shift back to feminine, in specifically in relationships and when you're showing up and dating. And so, We want to just empower you within that. And guys, we love you. We are not here. Like Rachel said, I'm all about that. I hate the man, like slamming the man. I think that it does no good other than to make them more defeated and to like push them down even further and create, again, a self-fulfilling prophecy. We need to rise up to support our brothers, to love them, to call out when they are stepping out in courage and embrace that. Any man who I see who steps out in courage and does the thing, I'm like, I make sure to go out of my way to affirm that and say how amazing I think that is, how wonderful, attractive, whatever it is. Like it is, it's a wonderful quality. And I know that it's really hard out there with a lot of when women are just, you can't do anything right, apparently, these days with women, especially in dating, okay? Like in dating, it's like you do one like weird move and all the ladies are talking about you and it's just not right. It is not right. And so I'm so sorry. And ladies, we have to do better in that regard, okay? Rachel, this has been a joy. Next week, we're going to go into feminine energy and really spelling that out a little more, which I know you guys all want. And guys, I think it's important for you to listen to that episode too, to see how you can come alongside and support and encourage women back into their feminine as well. And so, all right, Rachel, I love you, girl.
Love you too. Talk soon.
The Heart of Dating podcast is created by Kate Warman. It is a part of the Converge Podcast Network. Our incredible editor is the one and only Scott Caro. Our theme music was developed by the amazing Christian Ledoux. Special shout out to Anjali Maga and Gabriella Asperu, who make this show possible each week and help to keep me sane. If this is your first time listening to the podcast, or if you've never written us a review or ranked us on iTunes, we'd encourage you to do so because it helps us so much to get this podcast into more people's ears. We launch our podcast each and every week on Wednesday. So we'll see you next week.
This show is part of the Converge Podcast Network.